Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My apologies for my hair this week. I just wanted to rock my natural hair. If you come for me, I'm gonna come for you. My name is Andy Andrews. For those of you who might not know me, if you are new here, hi, welcome to your new favorite podcast. I am your host and your healer, Till Death Does Us Part. If you're a returning listener or a returning viewer, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Let's get into it, shall we? So in this week's episode, how to not lose yourself in 10 days, I had to do a little research because I had to figure out how long it takes for a bestie to become a bestie. So according to Google, it takes a minimum of 200 hours to reach the level of best friend in someone's life. That's 8 days. Have you guys ever seen the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I'm not going to spoil it for those of you who haven't seen it, but if you love a good rom-com, you should watch it, like right after this episode. Andy, her name's Andy, of course, she tries to be like despicable. She tries to be like the most clingiest, annoying girlfriend ever, and somehow it ends up working, and this man, Matthew McConaughey, like actually falls in love with her. Like, of course, it's any rom-com, so I didn't really spoil it, okay? But that made me think of like how unfashionable she was being, how she was being just so annoying and off-putting just to get him to not like her. But that didn't work. And this movie made me actually think of the narrative of how not to lose yourself in 10 days. Friendships are something I care deeply about. I think everybody does. It's always nice to lean on somebody that isn't family. I think it's easier sometimes. I'm the youngest of my siblings of three. So for me, it was never like a BFF relationship. They were kind of older than me. I feel like my sister and my brother both have a BFF relationship. Or at least they used to. Me, I was just like the lone wolf. I was born later. I was much greater. No, I'm just kidding. But I think me and my siblings know that like we are ride or die. We might not see each other every day, but in our hearts, we're there for each other regardless. But I want to know. I want to know every bad thing they've ever done. Not to judge them, but to accept them. And that's the type of energy that I think anyone wants in a relationship, in a friendship. Whatever you're looking for. No judgment, just acceptance. I know that's the type of energy I look for in my friendships. If you're judging me, thou is no friend to me. And if a friend cannot accept me as I am, well, don't let the car door hit you on the way out, bitch. Again, if I have not apologized for my hair this week, here it is. It's my natural hair. I didn't want to do it. Okay, whatever. And I'm a little under the weather. Like, I feel like it's 85 degrees right now in California, in LA. And it's like, for what? It's making me sick. It's making me nasally. And we're not here for it. So, can the winter please come around? Because we're all doomed. Okay, so I have Scorpio in my 7th house, which according to some revelating dreams that I've had, and ChatGPT, that means every person that has crossed my path has been a part of my spiritual curriculum, if you will. Meaning that my biggest evolutions happen through, lucky me, through friendships, relationships of all kinds. Friends, partners, enemies, even strangers. No wonder I don't like to be outside. But if I don't leave, I don't learn. It doesn't mean I have bad luck finding friends or relationships or connection. It just means every hurtful moment that I've been through with people, where I stayed naive, quiet, small, is a moment of conflict that taught me clarity. Think about it. What have I been talking about the past 22 weeks? Rude people, mean girls, authority figures. I started this podcast with a certain set of standards that I developed in middle school. But what I failed to mention was the incredible birthday monster I encountered as I was walking to class one day. It's story time, ladies and gentlemen. In episode 3, I talked about a girl who didn't respect my boundaries. Now, I'm gonna talk about a girl who didn't respect me as a human being. Buckle your seatbelts, everyone. Now, I have no fucking clue where this was raised. In her defense, it better be with like a million brothers, because if this were to catch me outside today, over, it'd be done with. done, deceased, not really, but you know what I mean. So one day in middle school, there I was just walking to class. It was my birthday, and I was about to walk down these stairs to the lower level bungalows. And as soon as I'm going to step my next foot on the next lower step, the birthday monster, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know how old I was, but she was punching me in my arm. And it wasn't as playful as that game is, okay? I felt like she was punching me with, like, hatred. And I, what did I do? I didn't fight back. I just acted unfazed. I was, like, taking it, sitting there. I went to class, like, oh, maybe that wasn't really pleasant, but at least she told me happy birthday, right? Ugh, so naive I was. Stupid bitch. I thought being treated however people would treat me was okay, because I was such a goddamn people pleaser. But could you imagine me running into that Susie bitch today? Could you? I would be able to read that bitch to filth. But for what? Poor thing. It wasn't her fault. She saw my light, and she wanted to touch it. But if you get too close to the sun, bitch, you'll get burned. And where is she now? Who knows? Who cares? I was an emotional punching bag. Figuratively, and for fucking real. And this girl, she was kind of an acquaintance. But, like, she was one of those girls that, like, want to be cool with you when she wanted to. But then when she wanted to give you attitude and she wanted to, like, be authoritative, I'm like, bitch, no, you cannot switch up on me like that. Either you give me all you got or I don't want it. I don't want it. I always wondered why I didn't have a best friend. I've had, like, best friends, but I've never had, like, what does Kim Kardashian say? Like, lifers? I've never had a best friend that I've known since, like, preschool, kindergarten, first grade. But it's because of my goddamn Scorpio in my seventh house, okay? All my life, I felt singled out. I felt forgotten about. I felt like my amount of friendship was never enough to be, like, 10 toes down for. But in reality, it's been a fair trade. I've been losing friends, but I've been finding peace. Losing relationships to find the one within myself. I had a friend, let's call her Sharon, that wanted 24/7% of my time. And if you don't know me by now, I like my solitude. I like to be alone for hours, for days. I would be, but I can't. And it's a good thing. I worked with this girl, Sharon, and lunched with this girl, Sharon. She even lived with me for a tiny bit. But that wasn't enough for her. It was enough for me. I was suffocating. I wanted that BFF title so bad. I thought she was my best friend for life. So I allowed certain behaviors to go down. My boundaries were non-existent. Until they were. All she ever wanted was my time and my attention. And I know it sounds sweet, but I couldn't breathe. I was gaining resentment. And I think that's a very important red flag to be aware of in friendships. I couldn't breathe always being together. And that's nothing on her character. I don't know. She was kind of a bully. Your friendships shouldn't cost you your peace. They should actually be your peace. There's a difference between quality time and the quantity of time that you spend with somebody. Just because you spend hours with one person doesn't mean that you're close to them. If you become close while engaging in something you both love, then that's quality time. Sharon, who I was just talking about, she was like into raving and wearing skimpy little outfits to the shows. And while I'm all for that, I supported her 100%. It was just not my scene. And when I told her that it was not my scene, she called me lame for it. I'd support her 100%. I'd even send her cute outfits that she should wear to the shows. But she should have known that I was never going to be that girl in fishnets next to her. You know, that's just not me. So if we can't bond over what we both love to do or support each other in whatever endeavors that we come across, what is it all for then? I remember bringing my vlogging equipment to her house one time. I stayed the night, and while we were filming a little makeup toot, she was insulting me the whole time. Bitch had the audacity to talk about my nose. Mm-mm. The street didn't go two ways. It was a dead end, and I just wanted to turn the fuck around. I want to take some time in this episode to shout out two very special girls that are near and dear to me that I've met during fashion, working in fashion, but they've helped me believe like in friendships again. Like, it's been a while. Let's start with Brenda. You guys briefly met her on episode 8. I met her on the rooftop of our job, so that's already iconic. She's the sweetest, kindest girl I've ever encountered, and I just never let her go. She brings out a side of me that sometimes it's my rebellious side. She's like, don't forget to have fun throughout your day, you know? And that's exactly what I need. She reminds me that life is beautiful and that we truly are capable of whatever the we want. And then I have Janelle. She's a baddie through and through. A mommy and a fucking Pilates instructor. Pilates. I met her at our last doomsday of a job. And truly, I believe I was meant to work that final design job just to meet her. It was like besties at first sight. I felt her energy pull me in, and the rest is herstory. I'm taking the time to mention these two beauties because the emotional awareness that we all have within us, I think, has allowed us to come together. I'm such a strong believer in God giving you who or what you're ready for, and I think my energy after dealing with Sharon was ready for them, was ready for peace, for prosperity, for fun. No negativity here. It was never hard to be myself with them. And when you can be yourself with your friends, I think that's the ultimate just jackpot. When I would be myself around the wrong people, I'd get judged for it, made fun of, whatever. Any negativity coming towards me, it's a reflection of you, darling. But before, I was so unaware of what was happening. I was unaware that my so-called bestie wanted to low-key end me. I'm being dramatic. I met Sharon during fashion school. I thought she was going to be the friend that I always introduced as, oh, we met in college. No, we bonded over fashion and that was it. But outside of that, I had no idea why we were friends. I never felt safe around her. And to her defense, she probably had no idea that I was feeling this way because I never spoke about it. I never stood up for myself. Maybe I clapped back at her once or twice because you can only insult me so much. But if I have to clap back at you, if I have to think of an insult to say back to you, my friend, I don't think we're friends, homie. I don't talk shit to my friends. I like to uplift my friends. No matter how much time I spent with Sharon, the chemistry just wasn't there. And that's okay. We can have our differences without the drama. But no, our ending was dramatic. It was traumatic. But going forward, it showed me what I didn't want my friendships to look like. If you can be doing absolutely nothing in silence with your besties and you're comfortable, congratulations on filling that silence with abundance. When we hang out with our friends, we might feel pressure to like always go do something, go out all the time. But to me, the best friendships are when you can literally call them up to do nothing. When I get home every day, me and my boyfriend, we go on a little debrief. It's a debrief of our days, but sometimes it's just silent. Sometimes it's just him talking. Sometimes we're not even saying a word, but both of our energies are present and are comfortable. I know we're talking about friendships, but he's also my best friend. So the next time you find yourself next to a friend or a best friend, notice the silence. Is it debilitating or is it refreshing? Are you filling the silence with nonsense or are they? The comfier you are in silence around your besties, I think the stronger the connection is. Test it out. I feel like that's the new like friend radar. If I can be quiet with you and be comfortable, we can talk about anything. If someone makes fun of you for trying this little experiment, send them to me. No, I'm just kidding. Get rid of them. If they don't laugh or they don't want to learn or if they don't love you, tell them to get lost. Alrighty, moving on to the unlearning part of the podcast. The part of the pod where we discuss any habits or mindsets that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I am unlearning to be so scared of the unknown. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow, so we might as well live our life to the fullest. If you want to launch something, launch it. If you want to create something, create it. Who's going to tell you no? We have so much limitations in this life, but not here, not on the Unfashionable podcast. I encourage you to do whatever the fuck you want to do, anywhere that you want to do it, as long as it's respectful. Nobody knows what they're doing until they do it. So just do it. Just start. That's all it takes is To start, I don't know what I'm doing, but I show up every week. That's all. If anything I touched on in this week's episode hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know in the comments or send me a message. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you don't miss out on any future unfashionable moments with me. Thank you so much for listening, especially if you're listening all the way up until now. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off-trend.